Alrighty, everybody, welcome to All Talk All Ashes, the podcast that, you guessed it, covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Frenzy. I am the longtime variety MMO player, and I am joined by my brother, Subjective.
Long time WoW player here. Hello again.
Long time. And today, if you're not familiar, we've had some podcasts and we've been breaking down information about things that have popped up through dev streams, conversations. We use the wiki because it has so much good information. And really our goal is just to try to give some information about the game and really talk about it. Again, two old MMO players just kind of theorizing, discussing things. Today we're going to try something a little bit different in case you've watched some of our previous podcasts. Try to just have a little bit more of a conversation. I'm going to go over what our topic is today, and then we're just going to, like, I don't know, talk about it like as two old MMO players and kind of see how it goes. So hopefully you enjoy it. If you do, then leave us a comment. Tell us if you hate it, you love it, did you like the old way? We're open to anything. So today's topic is classes, kind of deals with archetypes as well. And this is kind of an overview and a discussion, more so than a deep dive into any of the specifics related to the classes. We're actually getting a developer update pretty soon that's going to be digging into one of the new archetypes that we haven't really seen in-depthly before. So we'll probably find out some new information there, but let's just give a brief overview in case you're new to Ashes or maybe not familiar. What are classes in Ashes? Well, in Ashes, classes are technically the combination of a primary and a secondary archetype. So the combination of the two gives you your class. You choose a primary archetype at the start of the game, and then you pick your secondary archetype at level 25. Players will have access to kind of the normal things you're probably used to in MMO, things like skill trees to progress through your class, your archetype, as well as with the secondary archetypes, you'll kind of be adding what they call an augment to your primary archetype's abilities, classes. Currently, there are slated to be 8 primary archetypes, and when combining them, you can end up with a total of 64 classes through the combination of a primary and a secondary archetype. That's it. That's kind of a class breakdown as simply as possible. Obviously, there's a lot more things going on and digging into them. What do you think about just like this, I guess, concept in general, Sub?
I think it's crazy how many different types of class combinations you can make here. So I can't wait to just even try a fraction of them. It's not like in World of Warcraft where it's like there's a lot of different class combinations, but they all kind of function pretty close to the same. You know, like you're either a ranged DPS or a, you know, melee DPS or a tank or a healer, but you know, but I am down to play a soul bow.
Sorry to interrupt you, but do you think there's too many like classes, maybe? I don't know, like, just kind of like looking at the list right now, there's a lot. I don't know, do you think this is gonna end up being like too many?
I don't know. Do you want to play a rogue summoner called the Shadow Lord? I do. No, I there could be too many, maybe. I mean, from a balance of perspective, yikes. I don't envy those guys, but no, I don't think. I mean, it really depends on how much of a niche, I guess you would say, each one fills. And I really can't say until I see what each one does. I mean,
yeah, I really want to like how in depth they go. They kind of talk about a little bit like in augments, like the secondary, I guess, archetype is kind of like augmenting or maybe like enhancing the primary class. So like I just don't know, how is every class gonna feel like extremely unique? Is like the primary archetype, like if you're a rogue, is that gonna be like really truly you're basically playing a rogue and maybe you get a couple of modified abilities like through your secondary archetype? Or is it gonna be like, whoa, this is like a totally different class? Cause, I mean, that's gonna make a big difference like in terms of like balancing and trying to fit everything together if it truly is 64 relatively unique classes.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Let me give you my two cents real quick. There's like, let me give you an example. There's the tank class, right? And then you can secondary it with other things. So you could be like a tank and a fighter. If you mix a tank and then secondary a fighter, you'll be a knight. So you'll probably be like a mix of those two classes together, but you'll still be a tank based because you pick a tank as your primary archetype, right? So it just makes interesting combos. Like a ranger and a tank is a warden. Is that like going to be a ranged tank or something? Because that'd be cool and really different. Like, not many games really do things like that.
Yeah, I just don't know. I'm curious. Really, I want to see it in action. I know we say that like a ton, but like kind of you said like the tank. Is it gonna be like you said more like a ranged tank, or is it just gonna be like a tank that can like maybe pull easier with ranged weapon? Like stuff like that. I think is gonna be kind of, or is like the tank and the cleric, which is a paladin, is it gonna be like a paladin from WoW, where there is kind of like it's not just slamming on somebody and like taking damage. There is some like healing elements and some other things you can do. So I don't know. I kind of want to see it in action, but I mean, I like the idea. Like maybe this gives us a little bit more like specialization, I guess, over just here's your class and you get some choices maybe in like your talent or your skill tree, and then we're just kind of left with like looking up some talent skill tree meta on a website, or will this give us a little bit more customization of how our each of these classes actually plays?
Yeah, and also another cool thing is you can be a mage,
You can
and
be a
that
mage
equals a
mage.
art. You can be a mage, and that equals a arch wizard or a ranger. Ranger equals a hawkeye. Oh yeah, that sounds like a heavy single DPS
Yeah.
target type class possibly. Or how about a ranger rogue, a predator. Watch out, Arnold. We are hunting you.
I mean, some of the names are pretty cool, definitely for sure. I do kind of wonder, like, is it gonna be like, oh, the a fighter or like a tank, is that just gonna be the best class? Because it kind of just specializes further into the things that maybe like that class is already doing. But yeah, I mean, being an arch wizard sounds pretty badass, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, see, that's actually a good question. Like, if you're a mage, like, is that the best combo? I hope it's not, because I feel like that would be boring, wouldn't it? Like, I mean, it sounds cool to be a mage, right? You're an arch wizard and like you knew all this stuff, but I'd rather be a mage summoner, or no, a mage rogue, a knight spell. That just sounds cool.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like that's always kind of digging into classes. Like there's the meta people are always gonna come out and so I kind of hope like with classes it's gonna be more of like it's more focused on like specialization than like, oh, I'm just doing the most raw damage, or I'm just doing I have the best CC abilities, ability to control crowd control others and stuff like that. So I really hope it's more focused maybe on like, I don't know, like if you're a rogue, I don't know, like a rogue and you're the assassin, like sure, maybe you do the most damage, but maybe if you're a rogue fighter, you're a duelist, maybe you're better like in one-on-one situations like fighting. I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe we could apply this to PvP. It's like maybe more classes will mix with rogues so they can do like, I don't know, give a hypothetical on one of our previous podcasts where maybe you could scale the walls of a castle and you could be like a mage rogue, which is a knight spell, and you could go up there and like just, stealth your way up there as a mage and then like drop some big bombs or big spells up there and nuke some of the archers up on the wall or something. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I hope there, like I said, I hope there are like more like specialization that allow for that, because I think in Dark Age of Camelot, I was a class that was called a scout, which was like a archer that you could go invisible and sneak around, and like one of the things that I always kind of used to do was like I'd even if like our keep was getting assaulted or whatever, I'd be like out there kind of like scouting, like seeing what they had. Sometimes like I would pick off like a rogue, like caster, like and that could make like a difference in the back line. So like having options like that, I think will be really cool if there is that type of like specialization you can kind of dig into.
Yeah, like specific things. Maybe you want to be a tank, and you're just like really good at, you're like on the front line of a castle node siege, right? And you're just like all the archers are just like trying to shoot you down, and they just can't dent you because that's what you're good at. And I like comparing it to PvP because, you know, PvP Andy, so.
Yeah.
But I'm also interested to see how it does in PvE because it's just all these weird combinations are just cool. Actually, on that note, what is your favorite combination with all these cool names out of the 64? What's your favorite one name wise?
Man, there's a lot of them, honestly. Some that I don't think I'd actually play, but they just sound like really badass. Like the like if you're a fighter as your primary and your tank as your secondary, you're Dreadnought, which sounds pretty badass.
Ooh.
You know, obviously, like some of the just like the rogue archetypes, like an assassin. I mean, obviously, that just sounds pretty cool. I mentioned already too, like the mage and the mage. You make an arch wizard, which again sounds just badass. But what about you?
How about a rogue summoner, a shadow lord?
Yeah, like
I wonder what that is, man. A shadow lord, or actually, a mage ranger sounds pretty cool. A spell hunter. What is that? Like an anti-caster type
thing? I mean, I will say they did a pretty damn good job of like naming them because like there's a lot of cool names, like Brood Warden, like, you know, Templar, you know.
Yeah, some are basic like Templars and Wardens, but like some are really cool. Like a ranger cleric is a soul bow. That's cool. That's... Or a bard cleric is a soul weaver.
Yeah, I mean,
that's cool.
I like that a rogue bard is, you're just a charlatan. So they're just kind of already labeling you as being like bad, basically.
Oh my god, I just noticed this. They have the class I played in Dark Age of Camelot. Bard, a minstrel.
Oh yeah, I just noticed they had...
I didn't even notice that.
They had the one that crazy. I played too, the ranger rogue, the scout. I honestly did not even see that.
Do they? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They did name it the scout.
All right, I know what I'm playing. No, I don't know. Well, okay, so on that note, like... I mean, obviously, you know, we'll play in Alpha 2 and we'll get to like test things and like opinions may change. Like, I'm not even 100% sure, but like, are you leaning towards like playing a certain class?
Yeah, I was going to do the May or not May, sorry. I love range classes and I like archer classes. I was leaning towards a ranger / rogue. So scout, obviously.
Whoa, stealing my class from.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know. Like, I think I definitely want to try them out. Like, I'm so, like, I love classes that have, like, mobility. So, obviously, I know, like, we saw, like, the Ranger preview previously. It seemed like they had a lot of mobility. So, like, that could be kind of cool. I love playing, like, sneaky, like, melees. So, obviously, like, some kind of rogue. Like, I don't know, like a rogue. Like, Bard. I don't know if I want to be called the charlatan, then. That's kind of messed up. but, you know. I like spell casting, too. So, like, some kind of mage. I don't know. I think I really just have to, like, actually... play it to see, but like rogue, maybe something rangery, I don't know, mage, even a bard I feel like could be kind of cool too.
I hope during one of the phases during Alpha 2, whether if it's not at launch, I understand for testing purpose, but I hope I like during like maybe during one of the phases, or maybe they just put up a separate server where you can like speed level so you can try out a lot of these, because I feel like if they do it the slow way of leveling, like what they want it to be, right? You wouldn't be able to test many of these in an alpha. I hope they just like maybe have a period where they can do a sped up leveling, so we can actually try some of these out. Yeah, because like it's like if I'm like locked to one character in an alpha, I mean, I do want to dive deep into one, which is fine. But there's so many here I want to try, like it's crazy.
I mean, I get such bad like I don't know if I call it like FOMO, but like. I just like I start like playing in class and I'm like, oh, this is like pretty cool. And then, you know, I start to see like what other people are doing, like with other classes. I'm like, oh, my God, that looks like way cooler. So like and it does sound like there's not going to be at least at the moment like any way to like once you pick your primary archetype, there's going to be like no way to swap, which, you know, makes sense. It's pretty standard for any MMO. But yeah, having some kind of like, I don't know, just like you said, like way we can test it, or maybe even like in the actual game, like having like some kind of like preview system. Like I just get such like regret like down the line, like a class sounds really cool, but then like you actually try it out and it's like, oh, it's not as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, that's why I think if you're especially in an alpha, right, if you have sped up leveling or just even pre-made characters at whatever the level cap's going to be in the alpha. So you can test all these combinations, because there's a lot, 64, that's kind of crazy. I think that's a good thing for testing purposes, and just like so you can get this, since once Alpha 2 actually launches, like there is spot testing, which is under NDA right now going on, but that's where you can get more videos out and people can see these combinations and get more information. So like having people in Alpha be able to speed it up a little bit to show off some of these cool combinations would be a huge benefit for the game and the community. So people can start being like, you know, I really like that mage slash fighter combo, the battle mage. That's up my alley. I'm gonna play that.
Well, I think you just signed us up for now we got to be people that like go and test them all out and post a video or something. So.
I mean, I might do it. Like, I might, like, it really depends. I do think there's gonna be parts in Alpha 2 where it's gonna be more like what they want for actual launch, right? Because that's the whole point about Alpha. They want to test the level and speeds. They want to get feedback. They want to be like, it's too fast. It's too slow. And then maybe there'll be a part in Alpha 2 where they'll be just like, we're gonna throw up. We're just gonna EXP boost, turn up EXP boost to like 1,000 or have pre-made characters. Like you can just create one and make any archetype you want to try out class just like as a pre-made and go ham and play it, go PvP, have they'll enable castle sieges like 24/7 on the server, just reset them instantly every time the battle's over to test them and test out all not just class specs but every all the other underlying systems, because it's kind of hard to test it in general if you play it out like it they want at launch, because you know it's too slow.
I mean it's I don't know. It's hard too, 'cause like you know, like I said, we both like PvP, and like a lot of times you don't level up through PvP. So like you'll be playing a class, you'll be leveling up, and like, oh, this seems pretty cool, and then you go and you take it into PvP, and it's like, well, this is not what I wanted. You know, I feel like this happens a lot of times with like melee classes. You know, especially because like you know, melee and PvP can be really difficult depending on you know. Like a lot of things, like if you're getting, you know, crowd controlled, if you're able to crowd control, if you have like, you know, boosts to like catch up to people. So, yeah, I think something like what you mentioned would be really cool if like maybe they, you know, let you try out some classes like in sieges and like stuff like that, get a feel for them. Well, for someone like me that usually always ends up like regretting or like, you know, messing something up like in my skill tree. So, I kind of need that ability to test stuff out.
Yeah, well, here, I'm gonna tell you why. I'll just give you my two thoughts on melee and PvP for one reason. Melee always struggle in PvP because of latency. Sometimes, like in World of Warcraft, sometimes when I played a rogue, I played a rogue for 9 years, and like on my screen, the guy would be right next to me, like in melee range, but I'd be spamming my buttons and it says out of range, out of range. That's literally because of, you know, on his screen, he's further away from me, but on my screen, it looks like he's right next to me, and that's why melee can be frustrating in PvP sometimes.
And
So
just
that's why ranged is usually more popular in, at least in PvP. So, I mean, I guess it really depends how they handle the I mean, there could be a lot. It looks like there's going to be a lot of melee in
Oh
this
yeah.
game.
I mean, they definitely seem, I mean, if you assume without like getting into like the subclasses, but just looking at the archetypes, like you know, fighter, tank, rogue, you know, maybe cleric. You know, they probably have spells too. Bard probably is a mixture of things, depending on like what you do for kind of like your class. But yeah, I don't know. It's just I always felt like melee. I don't want to dig too deep into it. You know, we're not so much focused on like PvP, like imbalance stuff related to PvP yet. But like, I always just hated like you know, in some MMOs, it just felt like you're at such a disadvantage. Latency is probably a big part of it, like you said, but also just I don't know. It's such like a reliance on like. You know, like range classes can just kind of kite and like run back and push back and push back. And like, unless you know, obviously you have things to kind of like narrow the gap, like, you know, jumps or charges and then CC. But I always felt like it kind of sucked that you were like so dependent on, you know, those like that CC being up or, you know, your ability to get out of CC or, and then your like charges, you know, so it just felt like sometimes a little like for me, like clunky to like, you know, melee in like a PvP situation. But you know, if there is like, you know, rock, paper, scissors kind of balancing in this, maybe it, like, well, okay, just focus on the front lines or you know, whatever. So maybe there'll be kind of that element that comes in to make it a little bit better too.
Or yeah, or maybe some of the combos can really maybe like ease that burden a little bit. like something that, like, maybe, I don't know, ranger tank, or I'm not ranger tank, but like, I don't know, fighter ranger or something. I don't know, maybe they can have like some
No,
ranged abilities and
I
some
agree.
melee abilities, stuff like
I
that.
think that's gonna definitely play a big part. Like, hopefully, I keep wanting to call them subclasses, but really they're just classes. The combination of two archetypes makes a class. But yeah, I figure something like a tank or like a fighter, like maybe you go ranger or mage, and so maybe you can get some more abilities or like those augments on your abilities that maybe makes it a little bit easier, dealing with those types of situations.
Well, also, I want to add one thing that they are going to be showing off the fighter at the next Friday
Yes.
at the dev thing. So this should give us some real insight in how melee works, because I'm pretty sure the fighter is, at least at the base, is a pure melee
Yeah.
class.
I think they've
So
showed off what the Ranger and I think the Mage in showcases before. So essentially two ranged classes. I don't know if I think we've seen a little bit of like the cleric, but I don't remember if that was a showcase. So if it is really like just, fighters, hopefully it'll be our first chance to see just melee combat in general, maybe.
I don't think they've done a deep dive into the fighter, but I do believe they showed off some of the new animations during one. I don't remember which dev stream it was, of like some melee abilities, but
Okay.
it wasn't like a fully focused dev stream. It was just like, oh hey, we're showing you this X, Y, and Z in the dev stream, and they were playing the fighter in it, which were like, oh well, check out these new animations in the new. I don't remember what it was. I have to go look that up again, but it was a
Yeah,
pretty good stream.
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember either. But yeah, so we've talked a little bit about classes. Like, obviously, we both play. You've played a ton of WoW and some other MMOs. I've played a lot of MMOs. what do you just kind of like with some of what we talked about, what we covered, what we've seen so far? I don't know. What do you think of how does like the class system in Ashes compare to like say World of Warcraft?
It's hard to say right now because I haven't played Ashes, but from what I look at it, it definitely looks way more interesting, because in World of Warcraft you have your base classes like Paladin, Mage, Rogue, whatever, and then you have your talent specialization, which does add some customization, right? But it's not like crazy, it's like, I'll give you an example. As a paladin in World of Warcraft, you have three main. You level to 10, and then you choose your spec. You're either a tank, a DPS, or a healer. So, I mean, you can mix and match some of those abilities with a recent expansion, but it's pretty limited overall. It's like, if you choose to play a Retribution paladin, which is a DPS paladin, you don't you're not you can't tank, and you can't really heal. You can heal yourself, and you can throw out some spot heals. It's a little hybridy, but it's not like, it doesn't sound like the degree of hybridness that Ashes of Creation is going to be bringing to the table, at least from what I'm seeing or reading about right now.
Yeah, I hope with these specific classes it is more like flexibility overall, because like the thing that I always kind of like gets me sometimes, and like this isn't like specific to any MMO, and sometimes this is even like in just action RPGs or just any game that has like some multiplayer component, like but I feel like particularly with like skill trees, like you get a lot of people that like, all right, if I'm PvPing, I have to be the meta, otherwise I'm just automatically at like some disadvantage. Even like Diablo 4, like we both played, even though like we weren't PvPing in it was there's still a lot of people, like I knew a lot of people like, oh, I'm just using the build I found online, or I'm just following like this streamer's build, even though they weren't PvPing, but they just people just wanted to do the max damage. And like I know we both kind of did, like we just kind of did a build that we wanted. Like I was a rogue, but I was not an optimal rogue, but it just felt like for me like fun to play. So I'm hoping like through the skill trees, but more so through like the classes themselves, the combination of like the two archetypes, that we'll get hopefully a little bit more specialization and not as much focus on like meta, if that makes sense.
Yeah, more variety. I mean, there's always going to be meta. It's 2024. It's not like 2004 when WoW launched and people just like had no information. It's like, there's so much information out there nowadays. It's like, there's always going to be a meta.
Yeah.
Like, there's always going to be that. And there's always going to be people chasing the meta. So, like, the question is like, how do you, I don't know. It's just, how do you, like, it's not exactly trying to stop it. It's more like just encouraging people maybe not to do meta.
Like, I just want to, like,
buy more variety.
Yeah, like, I just want to, like, avoid, like, I hate, like, gatekeeping because of meta. You know, like, again, I never played, like, WoW. I played a little bit of WoW Classic, but I never played, like, hardcore Classic. I never really dug into, like, deep into retail, like, doing Mythics and, like, all that, where, like, you can get gatekept, like, especially, like, in, you know, in WoW Hardcore, which obviously is a very different situation. People's, like, characters are on the line, but, like, I know even, like, in sometimes, like, in certain dungeons, or, you know, I haven't played enough WoW to honestly be knowledgeable, but, you know, like, if you're not the most optimal, you know, rogue spec, then, like, you can't play, like, you can't participate, because, you know, you're gonna do, like, I don't know, 5% less damage, which, you know, can make a difference, like, when we're talking about, like, mythic dungeons and, like, stuff like that. But I hope there's less of that based on, like, all these different, like, classes you can kind of play and engage in.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you a good comparison here. Like, there in Raiden and WoW, right? There's mythic Raiden, which you absolutely have, is designed around min-maxing and having specific meta builds to clear. And then there's, like, heroic Raiden, which you could pretty much do with any build, any spec, any class if you want to take in there. And I also like to compare it to, like, launch World of Warcraft to Classic's launch in 2019, where, like, when I played back in 2004, you brought all types of classes. You were stuck with a few. Like certain classes had to go to certain specs because their other specs were kind of crappy, like warriors. Like, you really didn't take many DPS warriors. You took tanks because they were the only class that could really tank. And paladins were kind of forced to heal because their tank spec sucked and their, you know, DPS spec kind of sucked in Classic. But then when it launched in 2019, you know, that min-max meta mentality came in, and people were running the raids with, like, 20 plus Fury Warriors because they were the only ones that can do insane damage, and no one was actually, like, trying to enjoy the game. They wanted to bring that min-max mentality to, like, the re-release of vanilla WoW, and it just, like, God, I didn't like that at all. And that's what kind of ties into what we're talking about now. It's like, you know, metas can be annoying, they can be fun, but, you know, you want, with all these combinations of classes and stuff, like, they really need to be all something, kind of have something special, so it discourages that.
And I think, like, too, like, I'm saying, like, specialization a lot. Maybe what I mean is, like, roles, like, having, like, specific roles, whether it be in PvE, PvP, and I'll kind of give you, like, you know, example, we mentioned the Ranger and the Rogue, you make a Scout, like, you know, maybe through that subclass, like, okay, maybe you're not going to do max damage if you were a Ranger, a Hawkeye, right? But maybe it fills some role beyond that, right? And I think that that's where, like, some of the complexity can make a big difference. Like, maybe you truly are a Scout, like, maybe you can go ahead and, like, see what the enemy has, and you can report back to your team, and, like, hey, like, they've got, like, you know, I don't know, 5 arch wizards. So, like, get ready for a lot of, you know, I don't know, spells, like, being slung at, whatever. Or, you know, maybe as a scout, like, you can go, like, a small group of scouts, or, like, with an assassin or something. And, like, all right, we're picking off, like, backliners, you know. So maybe that's kind of what I mean more, like, having, like, roles and, like, kind of, like, roles within roles and, like, subsets of roles. It, like, can really, I think, open up the game beyond just, like, okay, most damage, most ability to take damage, right? Most AoE damage, you know, and that's kind of my hope, but I guess we'll just, you know, my favorite line, we'll wait and see, but.
No, I get what you're saying, and I think that's a good thing. Like, a scout could be a backline. Like, it could still do a lot of damage, but it's focused, maybe its range isn't as far, and your idea is to stealth through the backline and pick off, like, healers and casters and whatnot, but a Hawkeye maybe has, like, much larger range, but you are behind the tanks and you're just firing barrages of arrows into the front line, right? Those are two like hypotheticals you could kind of go with down the path with, like, and like with this many combinations, it's just it could be really, really cool. Like I said, that's why I kind of went a little deep dive, dove into WoW there, just to show you how much of a difference it can, like, all these combinations can really make. And like, I just think it's, like I said, they got to give each one of these 64, you know, classes a specific thing that they excel at. Otherwise, again, like I said, the meta becomes a problem.
Yeah, and I think too, kind of like, I mean, just like, all right, picture, you know, so like maybe you are like in a castle siege and like you do want a backline. So maybe it's like, oh, like, you know, in order to do that, we need stealth. So maybe we need some rogues. Some, all right, maybe we have like an like a couple assassins who can just, you know, maybe they are the big damage dealer. But then maybe you have like a, you know, a combination of rogue cleric, a cultist. So maybe they have some healing abilities, which you might need. Or maybe it's, you know, rogue, I don't know, rogue ranger, predator, like somebody that can like get the casters that try to flee, you know, so like all these different like roles can kind of pop up. And again, maybe not like you're not like min-maxing damage, but like you fulfill like some specific role that can hopefully make your class, you know, relevant, I guess, in you know, hopefully in multiple situations, not just a single situation. But that's what I'm more excited for. I think having like this many classes, yeah, it can add a lot of complexity and maybe issues, but I think it's also going to add, hopefully, a chance at the ability to, you know, specialize within, like, and have, like, a certain role within, like, the grand scheme, PvE, PvP, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and they also got to, like, as I said, like, they want each of these 64 to have, like, a specific role they want to fill at the same time, but they also got to be careful of not allowing that specific role to get too in the way of certain things. Because, like, let me give you an example. There's a tank mage combo that's called the spell shield. It's like, okay, maybe they're really good at blocking spells, right? But I don't think, at least from a PvE perspective, designing a fight around needing a spell shield for a specific fight, I don't think is a great idea. At least from a PvP, or not a PvP, PvE standpoint, because you might have trouble finding one, and there's a lot of combinations here. So how do you balance, you know, making all these 64 classes unique without, like, kind of forcing people to have them? It's a really fine line, and I'm really interested to see how they do it, like, the mixing and match, and, blends all this together, because it's really going to define how this system works.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, like, we don't know. Maybe that is where, like, content creators are going to be, like, playing a big role too, because, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but for a lot of games, you know, like, you rely on content creators because there's just so much information, like, you don't know what you're getting into, like. Because we know, for even though we don't know anything yet quite about classes, like, we know there's going to be like certain metas that are going to deform. Like, so maybe it's the ranger fighter combination being a strider is going to be like, all right, they're the best at PvE, you know, or they're the best at PvP. So like these types of things are, I think, are hopefully, but again, hopefully there's roles within that. So it's like, yeah, okay, but maybe the ranger tank is, you know, really good at, you know, these types of situations. And I think that is, like, Steven has talked about that. Like, he's talked about, like, micro metas versus macro metas. So, like, maybe that's what he means, is, like, every class can kind of have, like, a, you know, a role to fulfill. But versus, like, oh, it's just, you know, the archmage or the archwizard is just the best at everything. Like, it can do everything and be the best at it. So hopefully, like, you know, having like those micro metas for each class is going to give some value regardless of what your interests are, whether they PvP, PvE, you know, in the game.
Yeah. And then another question you have to ask is, like, since they're doing this, is like, what if one, like, the game is a PvX game, right? Which means, you know, PvP, heavily PvP, heavily PvE focused. It doesn't really go too crazy in one direction or another. It's focused very heavily on PvE and very heavily on PvP. The question is like, with this many combinations is like you don't want certain combinations to like I said, if you choose like a, I don't know, a Beastmaster, like a Ranger slash Summoner, class mix. What if they're really good in PvE, but they suck in PvP? That would kind of suck, because then you're like, dang it, I played this to be good at PvE, and then I suck in PvP. So you got to also figure out how to balance that too at the same time, because you might like both, and then you don't want to have to be like, oh, do I have to roll another character to PvP? And so there's a lot of things that you have to consider.
Yeah, for sure. And like, you know, hopefully it is more like, because I think you can, I believe you can change your secondary archetype. So if it is like, oh, like I went, you know, Ranger, Fighter, Strider, they suck at PvP, then hopefully it's like, okay, at least I can reroll my secondary archetype, and then I can be a, you know, Ranger, I could be a Hawkeye, so they are good at PvP. It's hopefully it's not like a, you know, and I'm sure this happens in every MMO too, like, oh, like I rolled a I don't know, a mage and they're terrible at PvP. Now I gotta make an entirely new character after, you know, grinded to level 60. Okay, but well, here's maybe like a question too, like, because balance is like such a, I've seen like so many different games handle balance like differently. From games that like they will just like, you know, they will lay down the nerf hammer to where like that class gets obliterated, and then until they get buffed later on, right, they're basically useless, whether it's for PvE, PvP, whatever. Like, you know, some are a lot more subtle, they'll slightly tweak things and it won't make a difference, and they'll slightly tweak things. So like, I don't know, do you have like, having played, you know, WoW, having played a lot of MMOs, like, do you have a preference on like how they handle like balancing in a game like this?
I think that nerfing is bad. If one class/spec is overperforming too well, they should try to bring other classes up to par instead of throwing out the nerf hammer.
Okay.
Now, I understand sometimes a nerf hammer is needed, because sometimes there's bugs, and sometimes some classes are just whoopsies, the numbers are way too high, and I mean, I get it. But the ideal situation for balance for classes is you kind of want to not have to nerf something unless you absolutely have to. And because a lot of people will just say, oh, well, not, I'll give you an example. In Diablo 4, when it first launched, right? When Season 1 came out, they nerfed cooldown reduction. And they're like, oh, well, great, you're taking the fun out of the game. I can't press my buttons as much, right? Because everyone's stat cooldown reduction. I mean, yeah. I get why they nerfed it, right? Because it was so good that everybody wanted it. And they're like, well, we want people to try other things out. I think they just need to give more tools out there before nerfing and buffing things. Like obviously there's going to be outliers where, like I said, things are so broken they don't have a choice, but they have to nerf it. Or maybe there's a bug in the numbers calculate wrong. So, like, you know, maybe a Ranger's ability accidentally calculates 5 times higher the amount of damage it's supposed to be doing because of a bug, and then people are like, but you just nerf Ranger. It's not really a nerf if it's a calculation bug. And I don't envy any developer that has to go through this, because when it comes to balancing, people are the most toxic about that.
Oh, yeah.
In,
oh, yeah,
any
for
game
sure.
It is the most toxic thing in any game, because people get mad if you nerf them. People don't really get mad if you buff them, but, you know, other classes might get jealous, and then, yeah, then they're like, oh, well, they're the new meta, I'm just gonna go re-roll that class. And it's just like, I do not envy people who have to balance these classes at all.
Yeah, it's
their job is too hard.
Yeah,
and
it sucks.
I've played classes, I've gotten nerfed before, I was disappointed, but I don't go out there and, you know, yell crazy things at the developers, you know, like, and just be obnoxious on forums or whatever. These people already have a hard enough job. There's no point. I think giving them constructive feedback is a much better tool. Say they nerf you and you're like, well, and they give you a reason, and there's just people who will be like, well, that's a BS reason, right? You just nerfed me because we're broken. And then it happens with Blizzard all the time. People will be like, oh, it was a bug fix. And they're like, no, it wasn't. You just nerfed us. Like, bugs happen. Like, just don't be obnoxious. You know, give good feedback. Test the game in alpha too well. And then, you know, you know, give the devs some breathing room.
Yeah. And I'm not, I definitely agree with that, like, you know, people shouldn't be toxic over it. Like, and I do understand it, like, you know, particularly, like, I think MMOs maybe are the most, where it matters the most, because, you know, I think inevitably a lot of times we become, like, really attached to, like, our classes, you know, like, when you listen to, like, streamers and, like, you know, like, oh, like, Warrior's the best class, you know, and, you know, and some of it's, you know, fun, and some of it's, you know, but, you know, you just get attached to, like, a certain, like, class and, like, a certain way of playing, and so, like, when you get nerfed, like, that feels really, you know, crappy, like, to be honest, like, and I don't know, it's so hard, like, I disagree with you a little bit, like, I understand, like, yeah, like, sometimes, I mean, it would be great, like, if you could just, like, buff other people to kind of bring them maybe more into balance, like, that's always, like, I think the first option, but man, like, I don't know, when we're talking about 64 different classes, like, is it gonna be possible to do that, like, you know, like, all right, the assassin's, like, really powerful, like, can we bring up, or the rogue, which makes an assassin class, like, they're really powerful, like, is it going to be possible to bring up, like, some other classes to, like, make them, you know, more comparable, or is it's probably going to be way easier just to be, around, let's tune down, like, the damage on the assassin, or whatever, like, so, I don't know, it's a really hard thing, and, like I said, I really do not envy developers, because you will, like, no matter how good you are at it, like, you will never, the game will never be balanced, right? Like, would you agree with that? Like, for any game, like, not just Ashes, but
yeah,
like,
no game will ever be balanced unless you literally just have an AI program and goes through, like, all the abilities and, like, tunes them perfectly, which is, I think, stupid. Like, I think having a slightly imbalanced game is good because, like I said, perfect balance is boring.
Yeah,
perfect balance is just boring. If a soul bow can do the exact same DPS as, like, that's a cleric, ranger, hybrid. I'm just giving a hypothetical here. If a soul bow could do the same exact DPS as a Hawkeye, what's the point of playing a Hawkeye? Yeah. Outside of having maybe unique abilities, I mean, ideally that would be the situation what people want. They'd rather just be like, oh, well, I'd rather play the Hawkeye because they have this X, Y, and Z ability, but they do still do the same damage as the soul bow, right? But the soul bow has, like, I don't know, different abilities that are useful to a comp, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you don't want perfect balance. And yes, with 64 combinations, you do want some uniqueness to all of these classes. The question is like I said, the easiest way to balance a game is nerf stuff. That's literally the easiest way to do it. There's always going to be outliers, like, that are way above everything else. And usually the first answer is nerf, because it's the easiest way to deal with it. Because usually the reason why I say this is, say in World of Warcraft, there's a way outlier high DPS in, say, like, Mythic Plus, which is a five-man grindy dungeon for endgame year, right? Say one class is just really, really good at AoE and does way more than any other class, right? Blizzard could buff every other class's AoE, right? But the thing is then you have the problem, and is you might actually have to buff the dungeons because if everyone's doing insane AoE damage,
yeah,
then it becomes too easy because you have one outlier doing too much AoE damage, so everyone brings that class. So you bring everyone up to that class doing too much AoE damage, and then everyone has stupid amounts of AoE damage, and they just melt the dungeon. So it's a really hard balancing act that...
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know what to say, like, about all of it.
Okay, so, and I think you've experienced this with WoW. I've experienced this through Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, where, like, one of the, you know, you were kind of talking about, like, oh, well, like, you know, I guess technically could balance everything if, like, say, the average DPS or damage output for, like, the rogue and the ranger and the mage, like, all ended up being the same. Obviously, that would feel pretty boring. Probably, but, like, you know, this kind of idea, like, that WoW, I think, did this a lot. Again, I don't know as much about WoW, you can correct me, but, like, I know in Star Wars Knights of the Republic, one of the ways they were, like, focusing balancing was, like, oh, hey, let's just make, you know, a lot of the classes feel similar, like, or give them abilities that are similar. So, like, every class in Star Wars The Old Republic had, like, a healing ability, right? So now it's like, well, you know, the healer's not as, you know, important because everyone has like some healing ability. Obviously, having a dedicated healer is always going to be better, but, you know, this kind of like, I guess, I don't know what it's called other than like a homogenization of like classes where they all kind of like end up feeling the same. Yeah, go ahead.
WoW did do. Went down this path in, okay. I think, Legion expansion. They went down the path of so much homogenization, nothing really felt unique anymore.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
They moved back away from it. I would say it's not where it should be yet, but it's gotten way better in its current state. But yes, homogenization happened in WoW, 100%.
Yeah, and like that, I guess that's just like my concern is, and I'm not concerned for it in Ashes or anything at the moment, but like, just like, well, we can't balance anything, so like, let's just we'll just make everything feel like every class is like a heal, every class has, you know, like a ranged ability, every class, you know, so like it ends up just feeling like a lot of classes feel the same, which, you know, to me takes away a lot of like the fun of playing like a class, which is, you know, there's some uniqueness to them, they can fulfill a certain role. There is like this reliance, like if you're in a group or like in a raid, like you have to rely on each other a little bit. So like I don't know the answer for that exactly, like how to solve that, but like I do think it, like, I don't know, I think it's kind of interesting, like, to, you know, think about like having like more roles versus just making every class like the same, I guess.
I prefer the variety more than class sameness, I guess, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, I guess I'm like, I really like having the option to choose between like 64 combinations. I know a lot of people are like, wow, that's overwhelming. I mean, if you take all the class specs and WoW, I mean, it's pretty up there, but their differences aren't nowhere near I don't know if the differences between the classes and specs in WoW are that crazy compared to Ashes, because I don't think we've seen even a fraction of these in actual footage yet. We've seen some, but I don't know about all of these, or I don't, but like, okay. You were saying, what
can I, because you're the WoW expert, and like, honestly, I now I have a lot of questions that I can't answer because I've never played WoW, like, or I have just not as much, not nearly to the level you have, but like, okay, so let's say you're a paladin, like you're a certain spec, like maybe you're more geared towards healing. Like, how hard is it to switch from like that spec to say like a damage spec? Like, I assume, because I know like gearing obviously is a big deal. Like, is it really hard to like then go get geared up to like change specs? Like, is that possible? Is it easy? Is it something that's like challenging to do?
It's not that difficult in modern WoW. You can change, as long as you're not in combat, you can switch from, like, say, a healer paladin to a tank paladin just by pressing a button, and it saves your talent loadout. And if you have a set bonuses, it will change your set bonuses to the tank one, but the only difference is, like, secondary stats. So the game will convert all your primary stats to the stat that benefits, like a holy paladin in WoW will benefits from intellect, right? Whereas a protection paladin, which is a tank paladin, does not use intellect at all. They use strength. So when you switch specs in the game, it will just turn all your intellect on your gear to strength. The only thing that doesn't change is your secondary stats. And every class in WoW has better secondary stats. So, like, you could use all your healing gear and swap to a tank and then go into a dungeon and do fine. But again, you would be kind of gimped a little bit because you wouldn't have your best secondary stats. So you would kind of have to farm out, you know, your BIS trinkets. BIS means best in slot trinkets. Mm-hmm. You'd probably need better trinkets. You need specific trinkets for tanking because your healing ones really won't work. And you would need probably specific secondary stats.
Okay, but how hard is that to imagine? You know, all right, you make the decision, like, all right, maybe I want to have the option to switch specs. Like, how hard or how long does it take to get, like, the trinkets, the armor, like, the gear, like, that's ideal for that spec? Does it take, like, a lot of time?
Yes, and I would say yes. If you want to min-max, absolutely. Right? Okay. So if you wanted to do Mythic Raiden as a tank paladin and a, say, a tank paladin and a healing paladin, yes, it would take significant time to get best in slot gear for both. There is some you can overlap, but it would take a significant amount of time. But now, like I said, it's not as punishing if you want to just do Mythic Plus and just swap.
As long as you have the right gear, I assume, already?
Not even. You don't even need the right gear. So, like, you could just be in your full healing set. As long as you have your trinkets and maybe a better weapon, maybe not a healer weapon and not a healer shield or something, you probably could do the max level for the max gear and a Mythic Plus without having to actually grind out a whole new set of gear.
Okay. That's because I'm kind of asking because I'm curious, like, you know, like, obviously you're going to have the different classes or the different secondary archetypes that will kind of change your class. And so, like, I'm curious, like, you know, if by what it seems like that in Ashes of Creation that, you know, mostly everything is going to be player created, right? Like gear and things like that. So, like, you know, there may be certain situations like, well, you know, if I wanted this, say, shield, like, I might have to go kill a dragon and get, like, the dragon scales, and then that way I can craft them. But, like, ultimately, it's probably going to be more based on, you know, how much gold you have, which I think is a good thing versus, like, okay, now I got to go grind, like, this dungeon, or got to grind this rep, or got to grind whatever, like, spend maybe potentially hour, if assuming you're min-maxing, and, you know, maybe you need to, maybe you don't need to. But, like, I like the idea versus, you know, like, okay, like, I'm a ranger rogue, I'm a scout, but I want to switch to being a ranger mage. Like, maybe, like, as long as I'm, like, doing things that I'm normally doing, like, I'm doing my crafting, I'm PvPing, I'm killing caravans, I'm getting money, right, which you probably will just naturally, but just depending on what you decide to do, that, like, hopefully it's like, oh, I just got to find, like, the guy that sells, you know, the shield that I need or the equipment I need, which my hope is will be make it a little bit easier, right? To, like, you know, it won't be like, oh, I got to grind out, like, a dungeon and hope for this one drop. You know, it'll just be, I got to find the guy that sells the stuff I need, and then I can make a quick swap, like, that way. If that kind of, that's kind of what I was building up to, is my hope is, like, being more economy-based, more player economy-based, like, it'll be easier to kind of, like, swap, like, on the fly versus, like, oh, I got to spend days or weeks, like, gearing up properly for whatever.
Well, I think the biggest problem in WoW is your gear resets, like, every 6 months. It's like, you grind up all this gear, and then a new season comes out, and, like, that gear will, you know, is good when the season starts, but, you know, you're grinding all new gear to get to the highest item level again in the next season. So, it's just constant grinding. So, maybe if in Ashes they do a system instead of, you know, keeping pumping the stats up, right, like resetting the gear every X amount of months, they could, you know, add new items instead. It sure, it does change things, but, like, if they, it just adds you something to chase, but you can still keep your old stuff in your bank. And, like, so if you do want to switch classes a lot, you already have it all banked up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of in WoW where the stats every season, you know, keep going up and up and up, and, like, then that's one of the big problems with WoW is like stats keep going up and up and up, and then they're like, oh, they're too high, we gotta level, you know, have to stat squish you, and then eventually got to the point where they actually had to level squish you.
Yeah.
You were level 120 in WoW at one point, and then they're like, well, nah, we're gonna level squish you, you're gonna go back to level 60. And it's like, I don't like that. I get why people like doing the infinite chase, but I think they could do, there's other ways they can do that without, like you said, being able to change classes and yeah, breaking the game. They can add new items that are awesome that you want to chase. Maybe they're meta, maybe they're not, but, like, if you, like you said, like, maybe if you want to go from a scout to a, you know, a scout class to a Hawkeye, you already have all your Hawkeye stuff banked up, and maybe there's only a few new things you need to go farm instead of, you know, having to farm a whole new set of gear every 6 months.
Or if you're, like, engaged in the game on a regular basis, and, like, let's say, like, you're a crafter on the side and you make a lot of money, then, like, you have the money, and so, like, you just pay someone who's already made the gear for you. So it's not like a huge deal anymore. It's just like, oh, as long as I'm, you know, earning money, Right, as long as I'm doing the things that, like, probably I'm doing anyways, right? I assume everyone's going to earn money through various means, right? Whether it's through crafting, PvP, whatever, caravans, then, like, you'll hopefully just be able to go out and buy. And I love that. Like, to me, like, that makes classes much more rewarding. You know, like, in Star Wars Galaxy, a lot of times you would have to unspec your classes and then spec into a new class, and it was a lot easier because, like, oh, like, I just got to go buy armor. I got to find someone that sells nice armor, and I buy that, and I buy the nice weapon that I need. And that's, to me, a lot more enjoyable than, like, all right, I got to go grind gear for, you know, 2 weeks from this raid boss and pray that I get the drop that I, you know, stuff like that. To me, is just not, and again, this is just me. Some people do enjoy that too. But, like, hopefully it'll be a little bit more flexible and not as, well, I screwed up on my class and I want to change. Now I got to, like, you know, spend weeks maybe, like, trying to, you know, get the stats I need on, like, a weapon or something like that. Or hopefully it'll just be more like, well, I've been, you know, saving up money, I can just go spend some money on it.
Yeah, I agree. I do think that, and like I said, player run economy can help with this a lot. Maybe there's specific, maybe you don't like PvE, and like I said, you want to swap classes, and you're a really good bow, like I said, we're doing the Hawkeye Scout class change theory here, is like, maybe there's a really good bow for the Hawkeye that drops in a raid or something. Like, a PvE guild does it, and they can just, you know, outright sell the thing on the auction house to you. Yeah. And the scout's best bow or whatever they use comes from, like, crafting or something. It's like, well, I got both of them, so I can just, you know, like I said, it's a balancing act at the same time. But, like, one thing about MMOs is people always want that chase. They're always chasing for the new thing. So you got to add some chase, but the thing is, like, I just don't like the way WoW does it with gear resets every 6 months. I think a better chase is, you know, just add new items with cool things.
Yeah, and I know we're getting a little off topic, but, like, that chase, like, the thing that I liked about, like a pure player open economy or pure player ran economy, like in Star Wars Galaxy, was, like, the chase was pretty much credits, right? Earning money. Now, there were some other things you had to do as well, like leveling up and skill points and like, things like that, but, like, as long as you had credits, you could pretty much do anything. And like, there was a lot of different ways to earn credits, and that was what made it interesting. So, like, if you wanted to just focus on crafting and, like, you know, get your credits that way. And, you know, that would enable you to have, like, if you had another character that was, you know, a fighter or whatever, you know, you could get them geared up pretty easily because you put in the time, like, on your craft, or, like, you could focus on PvP and, like, get, you know, credits and money and things, like, you know, other, you know, so it was all kind of, like, around credits and earning money, but, like, you could do it in a lot of different ways, and that enabled everything else to kind of be, you know, the chase was through that, and it made everything else a little bit easier, but at the same time, you know, still rewarding because you could do it, like, in the way that you liked versus, like, the way the game forced you to do it, like, having to go to this dungeon, having to get this piece of equipment that you can only get there, which I think is, you know, variety's good, so...
Yeah, I mean, we were a little off topic, but I still think it was all relevant to classes in general. Like, it's an important question to ask, right? Like, is changing specs easy? Like, these are all relevant things to classes. Like, outside of all how many different types there are, is, like, people want to know, like, you know, can I change easily? How hard is the item chase? You know, like, all these are very relevant to talking about classes, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into classes, and, you know, it's like, so this is why it was kind of like a class overview versus, like, a deep dive. I feel pretty good. Do you, is there anything else you wanted to, like, add in before we kind of close things out here?
Not really. I'm really hyped to see the fighter because, like I said, we haven't really seen too much melee in Ashes yet, so I'm kind of interesting to see where they go with this.
Yes, thank you for the segue, because our next podcast will be kind of an overview and kind of a dive into and discussion with the March Developer Update, which is right around the corner next week, actually. I think next Friday, right?
Yep,
next Friday. And if you didn't see it, it's going to be about the fighter archetype. So we did not plan this. We already had this podcast planned about talking about classes a little bit. Obviously, this is a specific archetype, but that's a pretty good segue. So if you're kind of interested in seeing, like, some of the stuff we saw maybe in action, like, you'll get a chance to see the fighter, particularly with melee. So that'll be pretty fun, I think. Hopefully you kind of, like I said, we were just kind of trying a little bit of a new format, just going a little bit more back and forth, asking questions versus like having really structured topics and stuff like that. So if you enjoyed that, if you preferred that, let us know, because it definitely, I enjoyed it, but, tell us somewhere, Discord. I did find out that the Discord link was inactive. I guess I had set a time limit on it. It should be working now. I went back and updated all the videos and podcasts and put a permanent link to Discord. So if you want to join Discord and chat with us and talk about this and give us some ideas and tell us what you thought about this kind of format of the podcast, let us know. We're also available on YouTube as well. And I wouldn't be, doing my job if I didn't say subscribe to us. If you want to, hear more, like and comment, again, the algorithm, all that fun stuff. It does make a difference. So we really appreciate it if you do. You can also, again, as I mentioned, join our Discord. The description will be working in below, and so you can join us there. And again, if you're listening to us on a podcast service, Apple, iTunes, or podcast, I don't even know what they call it anymore, Spotify, again, leave us a review. That does help us too as well. But I think that kind of does it for us. I'm pretty excited to see the Fighter Showcase. So I don't know if you were planning on doing anything. I know last time you did a live stream on Twitch, kind of as it was going on, kind of just like showcasing things, if you're planning to do that or you wanted to plug anything else. But
I haven't decided yet, but I might do a live stream react. I do not, like I said, if I do a live stream react next Friday, I do talk during it, but I try not to talk over the developers because I know people want to hear what they say. So I might do a live stream react next week.
No, I appreciate it. I was there watching and I enjoyed, like I said, people that just talk over it the whole time, then you can't actually hear the devs. So I thought it was really good. You're, letting them speak and you jump in when needed. But yeah, so we'll see. Keep an eye out. Again, all the links to, if you're watching like on YouTube, it includes like subs, Twitch link, if you want to like find him there and follow along if he does decide to do that. I'm excited to dig in and kind of see what the fighter looks like. But yeah. Thanks so much for watching, for listening, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week, and leave feedback if you like the new format. Thank you so much.